The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
How's it going, guys? Drew Garrison from Cincy Jungle here, bringing you a very exciting interview with Bengal center Ted Karras. We're going to talk a little bit about his charity, the Cincy Hat, and what it's doing for the community in Indianapolis. Without further ado, I'm going to bring in the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Ted Karras.
Thanks for having me on, Drew. Excited to be here.
Hey, man, thank you for taking the time. I wanted to talk to you about the Cincy Hat and the charity that you guys are working for. I've learned some really good info about it here over the last couple of days. But before I get into that, I just want to touch on Sunday after the game. There was a video going around, I'm sure that you were aware of, and you were pretty fired up, man. You were telling them, you know, letting them know what just happened, and the fan base has loved it, man. I put it on Twitter, and I think it might have gotten the most likes that I've ever gotten in my life.
Well, I mean, so, yeah, what an emotional game, you know. It was an intense game against a good front, got a little chippy pretty much the whole game, but then really culminated in the three kneel downs. I didn't appreciate that very much. I was fired up towards them, and then walking off the field at Nissan, I got fired up again. Just seeing all the orange jerseys that made the trek down cheering and, you know, let out a little emotion there. So I'm glad we got out of there with the win. That's a really good front. You know, a lot of talented players, really good team. So, you know, really grateful for the responses I've got from this fan base. It was awesome to see that many travel, but a lot of nice messages. You know, I bring a lot of energy and passion to the game, and that was a little insight. I didn't know that I was on camera. My dad called me and asked me if I'm all right. I'm trending on Twitter, so search my name and there we go. So, you know, we might have to see him again. Don't want to give any more bulletin board material, but an intense game. Glad to get a win.
So at what point in your life did you wake up and just realize, like, I'm a dog? Like, was there a day, or is this just how you've been your whole life? Because I know you come from an NFL family, so it might have just been ingrained in your DNA.
I guess there's not a moment where I just thought I'm a dog, but I knew that early on that I wanted it more than other people, could work harder and could bring, you know, I very consciously choose to bring a lot of energy, effort, passion, enthusiasm, which I think are some of the greatest commodities, not only in athletes, but any industry. So, you know, that's how I roll right there. So it was, you can't play like that though. So I bottled that up a little bit throughout the game. Cause if you let your emotions get the best of you like that, you won't be focused enough to perform well in this league. So once the victory was in hand with no doubt, let it loose a little bit.
I love it, man. So I have a buddy who's a big Patriots fan. And when we signed you in the offseason, I'm going to be honest, I didn't know a ton about you. So I asked him, I was like, how happy should I be? He's like, you are going to love this dude. And then the Miami game, I saw the mic'd up of you afterwards. I was like, yeah, I'm in. I am a Ted Karras guy now. So let's move on here, though, to the reason that we're here. You can see on the screen the CincyHat.com. I can see you've got one on, man. I had a chance to talk to Matt about what you guys are doing. I think it's absolutely awesome. I think it's definitely something that needs to be shared. So if I'm not mistaken, you made these hats as a gift for your teammates after signing in Cincinnati, correct?
Yeah, so my neighbors in Florida, my good family friends, run a golf supply business, and they sell Imperial hats, and she came up with the design. I thought it'd be really cool. Everyone loves a piece of gear, and the response was unbelievable. The guys wore them, and then some fans and people in the media started asking about them. So, you know, at first I didn't want to sell them, but then, you know, kind of inspiration struck. I do a lot of work with the Village Marici in Indianapolis, and if we could create an income stream through some pretty cool hats, I think that is a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, so I had saw them, you know, I live on Twitter, so I'm always looking at all the Bengal stuff. So I started seeing them pop up, like when you're doing interviews, and I started seeing other guys, and I'm like, man, these are awesome. And then actually my buddy Josh Cantrell was like, man, these hats are for sale. And I'm like, dude, no way. So I started looking into it. I'm going to pull them up on the screen if anybody hasn't seen them. These things are incredible, man. We've got one for every uniform combo. I actually ordered the black one, so it's on the way. I cannot wait for it to get here. So not only is it benefiting a good cause, but these hats are awesome. Like, the design is super, super cool. So I think even, you know, on top of the fact that you can benefit a great cause, you can get a super cool hat to go with it. He told me that, you know, like you said, your friend in Florida kind of designed them, and it just took off. So the Village of Marici, can you explain to us a little bit about what it is that they do?
Absolutely. So the Village of Marici is a community organization, and it's a independent living facility for adults with developmental disabilities, most commonly autism and Down syndrome. And they provide, it's 100% autonomous living. They have their own apartment. They buy their own furniture. They pay, you know, a minimal rent. And it provides, you know, community, employment, a social setting, while also allowing them to live independent lives. And, you know, there's obviously, you know, very many people on staff that help out with the day-to-day lives, but there's also workshops, and it's just really an amazing thing. And these hats, I'm so grateful to the Cincinnati fan base. I mean, the outreach and the enthusiasm for purchasing them, we've sold 2,200 hats, is unbelievable. So very, very heartfelt thanks. And thank you to you, Drew. You know, you've been a huge publicity factor for us. So I want to thank you for that. And if you're local, I'll drive some hats. I actually found a couple sleeves, hidden sleeves. I want to give you some as a little token of my appreciation. If you know, off in Twitter, you can send me your address or something, or I'll just even send them to you.
Hey man, I'm about 45 minutes north of Cincinnati, but if you say the word, I will drive to where you ask.
Are
me
you up
me.
In? Okay, all right.
I'm in Dayton. Yeah, so yeah. About 45 minutes north. I'm actually going to Indy Saturday. If you can see the jersey above me, I'm actually a Michigan fan. So I'm going to the Big Ten Championship nice. In Indy. And then I'm going to be at Paycor Stadium on Sunday for the Bengals game. So I got a big football weekend ahead of me, man. So I would love to, you know, meet up with you or somebody that's on your side. If you wanted to drop some off at any point, or if you wanted to mail them to me, I'm all good with that either way, man. I would appreciate it. Mine's getting delivered to me, so I can give some away. I can help spread the word. You know, anywhere I wear this hat, somebody's going to ask me where I got it. I can already tell.
And the cool thing about delivering these hats, actually on Saturday, we're having a packing day where a lot of volunteers come, but the goal is with the income stream of the hats is to create around 4 to 5 jobs for villagers that lost their jobs in the pandemic. So a lot of our villagers work at Kroger or Goodwill or the VA. We have, you know, good relationships with them. And then, you know, kind of got cut back with the pandemic. So this can provide a little, not only income stream to raise money for the village, but also into individual villagers' hands. So about $20 from every hat, that's our total net. 100% of the net goes to the village, and that's about $20. So it's really exciting. And we're raising money actually right now to provide 2 more facilities, which will essentially triple the footprint that the Village Marici has in Indiana. It's unique in Indiana. It's the only organization that provides these services. And there's about 400 people on the wait list right now. So, you know, it's definitely going to create a huge impact, a huge for families, for these individual villagers. And we're very grateful for the response these hats have gotten.
Yeah, man, it has been awesome to watch. It's been awesome to see everybody, you know, tweeting out that they got theirs. And you actually, right now, you're matching donations, correct? For hat purchase for a certain period of time?
I'm matching donations up to $100,000 from here until Sunday. I'm going to match hat sales and or donations. You can also donate right on the site, thecincyhat.com. You have it right there. It's very, very nice. And, yeah, so up to $100,000 up till kickoff on Sunday, but probably just Sunday night. But I like putting in kickoff because then we got a big, big matchup coming to town. Dayton alum, Dayton resident, Joe Tooney, left guard of the Chiefs, coming to town.
Yeah, man. I actually know some people that know him. That's how I kind of got my Twitter following. There was some talk of him coming to Cincinnati in free agency. I ended up talking to his sister a little bit. They kind of wanted it to happen, didn't happen. So big fans of them as well. I cannot wait to be at that game, man. Luckily, I work with Betfred Sports, who is partnered with the Bengals, so I get a good look on some tickets, so I'll be able to take that one in. I cannot wait for my hat to come in. I'm going to be out, like I said, in the Indianapolis area on Saturday, so if you guys need any help out there, man, I would be glad to help out if I could, depending on what time everything goes. I do have to get a babysitter.
Well, you know, you've done so much there. Sorry, Drew. You just enjoy the, you know, Michigan. Should be. I'm pretty salty that Purdue got in over in Illinois, but should be a pretty easy victory for the Wolverines.
I hope so, man. I hope so. But I tried to go last year, and the Ohio State fans just priced me out of the market. So I got my tickets months ago this year. I figured if Michigan lost, I would price gouge the Buckeye fans and get them back for what they did to me last year. But, yeah, man, is there anything else that you want us to know? I don't want to take up too much of your time. Anything else that we need to hit? I'm also going to do a write-up on this with a lot more information. So if you guys are watching this, you can check that out. I'll have it on my Twitter and everything like that as well.
I just want to say thank you to the Cincinnati fans, not only for the responses yesterday, but for, you know, purchasing this hat. I am matching donations all the way up until Sunday. It's doing such a great going to such a great cause, so many great people. And, you know, I think it's interesting as we've started this and getting more pub, it's been, you know, a lot of people have come up and say they have, you know, a very personal relationship with this sort of thing, you know, whether it's they're in their family or their neighbor or just, you know, around the community. So it's doing a lot of good. A lot of people have been very supportive. I want to say thank you, and make sure you should send me your address. I want to get you these before before the game Sunday.
Hey man, I will send it to you know, you or Matt or whoever. You know, we can definitely get in touch. I certainly appreciate it. I would advise people to purchase them, to donate. It is actually something that it's a cause that I don't see get a lot of publicity, but it's actually something that I know to a certain extent from my family, because my brother has actually spent a lot of times running homes for people with disabilities. So he's kind of overseen a lot of those here in the Dayton area. So I've had a little bit of an inside look to it. So I'm glad to use, you know, whatever kind of platform that I may have to push it for you guys. I appreciate you taking some time to talk to me. And after this, man, I just need you to just buckle down and focus on KC. We need this one. We need this one bad.
It's going to be a big one. So it's going to be rocking at Paycor. People got to come to the jungle now and play us. So very exciting, Drew. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
You as well.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.